humans are getting pruney.
Okay.
Once in the games, usually dies playing.
Playing bass cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game! No! Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the games until it dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and More Entertainment Radio.
Okay, this is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode number 73, the best of 2004. I'm C4.
And I'm Kovar.
And this is Ribo.
We got Ribo on the phone today. Thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.
And let's see here. I got a little bit of tiny news things I wanted to do, but it's going to take us a long time to talk about all the great games that we had this year and why everything's so good. But some things need to be said before we get into the meat of the show here. I ended up putting another machine together, and it's not quieter than the other machine, which I can't figure out. I thought it would help the audio quality quite a bit if it was a little bit quieter in here, and I'm sure it would.
If anything, it's a little louder.
I think so, too, and I can't figure that out. I'm less fans now, and this one's friggin' loud as all hell. But what I'm doing is I upped the quality of the MP3s and the AUX on the site. So that's going to help clear it up an awful lot, because nobody, it seems like we're the last one still using the lowest quality, but it sounds mostly okay. You know, I mean, it's not terrible, it's not very good, but it's not
the
terrible.
The stream will still be the same?
The stream will stay the same, because that one's, and that was always a better quality one anyway.
Oh.
So this one's actually about half the quality of the stream now,
oh.
The one that you can download. Before, it was like a quarter of the quality. So that should clear it up quite a bit, though, because you hear these weird compression artifacts, you know, and you hear weird metallic watery sounds. It was strange stuff, but hopefully that'll clear it up. That's our Christmas present to everybody. So.
There you go.
And you know what? This is on New Year's Day, isn't it? This will be airing on New Year's Day.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so.
So Happy New Year. Hopefully we'll have some good stuff to look forward to in 2005. Let's see. The other stuff of the news I've got. The DDP Hack Radio. We talked about that before when we were setting up with Rant Radio to get streamed on there.
Mm-hmm.
This has been all straightened out. We actually, the last show, streamed on DDP Hack Radio. So we'll have to put that back, you know, the links, direct links on the front page again and whatnot. You got to thank all them over there that hooked that up. It was a long project, you know. And I actually got in touch with Stank Dog about this, and he tried to email me about this. And my fucking email decides to not allow him to email me. It's not on my end. It never gets through the email server, which is a pisser because I get offered, you know, watches and pirate software and breast enhancement and everything else comes through just fine, but it won't let legitimate email through. So I don't know what's going on with that, which is why if you looked on the website, I asked, you know, that you send me a private message on the forum instead, just because I know that's working properly for your list. And we actually did. We got a couple lists here. We got Cushion, John K., Mr. Custard, and Mocker all sent us in their list here, so we integrated that into our list and kind of made up the sections and whatnot. Next year, I think I said this last year, next year I've got to get organized about it, though, and have actual, like a thing in the forum or something, you know, that shows the sections that we got to have, because it'll be way easier, because people start making up their sections.
Right.
Which, in my head, is clear. You know, you have a best Xbox game, best PS2, blah, 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 and then an overall, and then you have, like, you know, maybe a best action game or whatever, and then you still wind up with, like, these crazy categories that I just never dreamed, and I don't know how they,
best retro cash-in.
Yeah, you know, I didn't see that one coming, you know. it's a good section, I just didn't see it coming, you know, so I didn't plan on it, and, it took me by surprise. There was a few other ones in there, and, I didn't plan for, so, you know, I'm not going to have anything but other than what the person wrote in. So hopefully this goes smooth. And the last thing I want to say, before we start with our 2004 awards here, on the forum, Spike TV did their awards. Did you actually get a chance to read that, Ribo?
No, not yet.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, and okay, remember how much shit we gave Cushion last year over writing the review of the Spike TV awards?
Yeah,
It was like really long and stuff, but really, really well written though.
Yeah, but he said he was going to condense it this year.
Yeah, he did. He broke it up into four separate parts so that my ADD riddled ass can read it in bite-sized little chunks. And the problem was it was just too long, and you'd start reading it and your eyes would kind of glaze over and you were just like, I'm going to have to come back. And you wouldn't because it was one long thing. Mm. He's got it broken up into four separate forum posts. I believe it's under the video section. And I highly recommend everybody go read this because it is expertly written. It's fantastic. It is fantastic. And he broke it up into four separate parts so that you can sit down, read a little bit, you know, and then come back to it in a little bit. And you're not, you know, like breaking it up like too much and not going to forget about it. Really, really well done. Go check under on our forums. I'm pretty sure it's under video. It's Spike TV Awards, four parts. Excellent stuff. And it was hilarious to read, and he speaks the truth when he talks about it. I mean, you don't even have to, I didn't watch the awards, I don't have TV or anything. Mm-hmm. You don't need to. He tells you everything that happened, and it just, a great take on it. It was awesome. So
thanks to you, Cushion.
Yes, that is the shit. We need to like, have that on the front page or something, because it's just great. Alright, well let's get started here with the sections then here. Let's hope I didn't screw this up too bad. I tried to mash them all together and get them in the right categories, but if one slips through that doesn't make sense, I'm sure they'll catch it and make a bunch of fun of me. So, the first one we have here, now this was, again, right away with the multi-sectioned, like, stuff that I could have never... It's best sandbox title, best puzzle-oriented racing game, best game with the friendliest online community, best French game, best game with the content-to-fluff ratio.
Oh, best French game?
Yeah.
Okay.
And game with the most pointless awards. And this was from Mr. Custard. He's got a bunch of different things that this game falls into, but I'll tell you what, I checked this out for a second, and it looks pretty cool. It's called Trackmania Power Up. And the website is trackmaniagame.com. And it's like an online racing game. And it looks like you build your own courses and stuff, and they're just ridiculous courses, though. I mean, loops and jumps and... I mean, the whole nine. And it looked really well done, though. You know, pretty good graphics, and I'm not sure about the controls, though. Like, if you can hook up a controller or not, I'd like to have a controller on that.
Right.
Like, racing game style stuff. But this game definitely seemed worthy of an award, you know, so I was pretty happy to see that. One of the bigger surprises I saw on this list, because as you can imagine, 2004, and there's a lot of stuff that, you know, we already knew was should have made the cut.
Right.
A lot of stuff I'm surprised I do not see on this list. A lot of stuff.
A lot of the best games ever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, best puzzle game. Cushion gives us Mario vs. Donkey Kong, a game that I heard quite a bit about. And he says, it came down to this and Katamari Damacy, but Mario vs. Donkey Kong wins out. For me, hitting switches and avoiding spikes is a better puzzle than rolling a giant ball in a crazy world with crazy music. But I didn't play any puzzle games this year. I didn't play damn near anything, like, you know...
I don't think I did either.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you know what? I mean, did you try Mario vs. Donkey Kong?
No. Are you kidding? I played a lot of Final Fantasy and a lot of EverQuest this year.
Okay, basically, the easiest way to describe it is, remember the old Game & Watch game?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like that, and it towards the end, basically you had like four stages you have to go through in each section. And like the first three stages, you're trying to release like a little Mario. It's like a big Mario, you have to release like a little tiny Mario from the box or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And you have to jump on these little spikes and whatnot to make like ladders and whatnot, and it gets progressively harder. So it's very similar to the old-fashioned Game & Watch games. And then at the end of the stage, like a little bonus stage where you had like a bunch of Marios following you, that was kind of like Lemmings. So it's kind of a combination of both. It was really interesting the way they did it. It was very Japanese in terms of gameplay. But it was really good.
I heard good things about it, and I believe we had a review on it before. Didn't somebody send us one in a PDF format and everything, with pictures and all kinds of stuff?
Oh,
and somebody,
yeah.
Somebody was hooked.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember who it was, though.
Yeah, I'm a little fucked. My brain doesn't work too well. All I can think about is damn the RPGs this year.
That seems a Cushion thing to do, though.
Yeah, it wasn't him. No, it wasn't him. Alright, the next category, Best Retro Cash-In. Again, we got Mr. Custard here with Intellivision Lives. Now, if I was to elect anything for this, have you guys seen, I can't think of the name of this damn thing, though, but it's like a 2600 with the games built in?
Yeah, yeah.
That thing. That thing seems like a really cool idea to me, because we have them at work, You know, they have, they sell them at Best Buy, and every time I walk past them, I think, you know, this would be kind of cool. It's like a replica, you know, but all the games are built in.
Right.
And it seems kind of neat, and I'm not sure how much it was, but I keep thinking it was more expensive than it should have been.
It's, because we sell it too at our store. It's, $39.99.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. Do you know how many games it has on it?
It has, I think it has about 80 games on it.
Wow.
And it's all the good ones. It's like, you know, River Raid and Pole Position and,
Hell yeah.
Sequest. Remember Sequest?
I never played it.
Oh, well, you gotta play Sequest.
No, I played a lot of Pitfall, and Pitfall was the bomb.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I had to put up with E.T. It was one of the few games that I had.
Either you remember the one with that had the saucers in the sky, and you were a gun on the bottom, and you had to shoot them down?
Space Invaders?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was Atari 2600. Oh, I used to play that game.
It wasn't the one where you would shoot the little thing out and it would like, you had to click where it would explode?
No.
No? Okay.
Oh, is that Defender?
I can't remember what the hell it was called. That was many, many years ago. I was like 3. A little bit before my time. You know what though? I would like to do another like old game show. Remember we did the old school one? Like, episode 12, and then we reran it here on Rant Radio 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Over Thanksgiving. We need to do that again. I like talking about old games.
Well, speaking of which, I think he means, like, when he voted for a Television Lives, that's an actual game on a system.
Yeah.
What you're talking about is like a standalone
product.
This
one's like the one I'm talking about is, it's not a just separate game that runs on a current console. Yeah, this is like, you know, like they sell those joystick things that just have like like that Super Joy thing that Nintendo's trying to get, you know, shut down or whatever it's called. Super Joy.
Yeah, there's like 5-10 games on it and you just plug it into your.
Yeah, this thing is the same way.
Component in.
Yeah, you just plug this thing into your composite. There's no way there's a component video. Yeah.
That's right.
That'd be nuts.
They have a bunch of them too, because they have that one. They have, we sell one that's, all, like, the old school Genesis games with Sonic on it?
Yeah, I saw that too.
Like Golden Axe and Sonic and
Altered Beast.
Yeah.
Nice.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, somebody had sent some of those at work too.
That game was awesome.
Yeah, it was. I'm pretty happy that they're putting these 16-bit games on these things. Because could you imagine if we had one that had like all the old Final Fantasies on it?
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
I would so nice. Buy it.
That'll never happen though, unfortunately.
It won't, but
no,
you know what?
Square
I would
never pull it.
My inner square whore would show. It would finally come out and break free, and it would just dance around naked in the rain and be all happy again, because it's been a long time since I've been happy with Squared. So Final Fantasy XI came out. That was a happy time. Okay, now, speaking of, here we've got the next category here. The most fondly remembered game of the year. Maybe not necessarily the most fun, but the game probably made you smile a lot, you know? Kind of left an impression on you. Was there something that stuck with you really well? Dead silence.
I mean, I could name it, but...
Well, go right ahead.
Final Fantasy XI.
That's exactly what I've got.
Yeah.
I put down Final Fantasy XI. I've got some damn fond memories of that game.
Yeah.
Made me smile like hell sometimes, you know what I mean? It was just a fantastic game. And Mr. Custard writes in with Katamari Damacy, which is just like... the weirdest thing going, but you know, that's why it's you know, remembered, because it's good stuff, and it's different. And different is good. Not always, but sometimes, you know, and it'd be nice if we could see more different stuff like this, though.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see how they could work, you know, a bunch of new stuff, instead of just meshing these genres together. You know, the real-time strategies with a role-playing game, and what is it, it'll be a little bit of first-person shooter after that Savage game. We're gonna have, like, Warcraft 4, where it's, like, a little bit real-time strategy. You got your role-playing elements, but you got first-person shooter mode now.
That's actually a cool concept, though.
It was. It just didn't. I don't think it didn't. It didn't quite work well enough.
Yeah, from what I heard, bad things about that game.
That would be kind of cool if you could like jump into the skin of a ghost when you're playing StarCraft II.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't be very good for online play, though.
It also would be rough if you're getting your ass beat, because you know you need to do something like launch the nuke or whatever. But you got to keep on top of your you know what's going on. That'll take you. It was too action based though. It was kind of Blizzard's real time strategies, and hell, and their role playing games. They're too. I don't think you'd have time for stealth, slow stuff like that though. You know, it'd kind of rip you right out of it. Okay, how about best arcade conversion? And then this was like a dual category or a revamp of an old game. I don't know how that made it into one category, but I broke some.
Okay.
So, Mr. Custard also gives this. Oh no, I'll have to do that one later. Outrun 2, which I think was a fantastic choice for, come on. Have you played this? Anybody?
It's for the Xbox, right?
Yeah, it's for the Xbox. And it does
a little bit.
Yeah, it does a damn good job.
I put Ninja Gaiden for this one. I think that was a really good game. I think, if anything, I enjoyed it more than the originals, so I think it did a good job.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about revamp, then yeah, Ninja Gaiden definitely.
Yeah. So, and I actually had one for each. As far as the best arcade conversion goes, I've got to give this the Street Fighter Anniversary Collection. I mean, Street Fighter 2 is just an amazing game, but in the arcade, it's too expensive, and there's something about a controller that maybe I'm just used to playing it on a controller more. So I have to give it to Street Fighter Anniversary, because it's a lot of fun on the consoles, and that's just where it's at. Now, we've got, as far as my revamp of an old game, this was a no-brainer for me too. Final Fantasy 1 and 2 Dawn of Souls.
Okay.
This is on the Game Boy Advance. This is one of those that I think you cannot go wrong with. Two of the best, arguably, you know, Final Fantasy games to date.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got two games, as a matter of fact, and all the content, like extra content, they fix stuff up.
Gave us the Japanese version of the English for that.
Yeah,
that
we should have had before. Okay, and then there was let's see, the best old game for Mr. Custard, Metal Slug 3. This was re-released on the Xbox, totally unchanged though. So that's why this kind of went separate, because they didn't change anything in this. And I couldn't think of one game that I saw ported to a different console, you know, that I thought was worth a shit.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crap.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even understand this one. Metal Slug 3, okay.
Maybe Link.
What about it?
The original Zelda on the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, yeah.
That was
just a straight port, though.
Yeah, that's what this one was. This was just like a straight, you know...
It's a straight port.
Yeah, old game thrown on something new. Metal Slug 3. It's a lot of fun, but I don't know. I think Zelda's got it beat, though.
Really?
I think so. Metal Slug 3 is a lot of fun, but what was wrong with, you know, Metal Slug, you know, 27 and 4 and 5 and X? I mean, there's a bunch of them. And why would, you know, Microsoft choose this particular one is what I can't figure out, and that's why I don't know if this was the best choice. But it is a lot of fun, though. These games are incredible fun, as a matter of fact. So I guess we're lucky to even have this.
I never played a Metal Slug game.
It's kind of like, you know, just a side... It's more like a side-scrolling shooter.
It looks like Contra.
You know, exactly. Yeah. It's just like that, but it's kind of funny, though. Like, it's really, really well animated. You know, like, when you... I mean, your guys
wasn't
are just
it,
nuts.
Wasn't it a Neo Geo game in the arcades?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's where that came from. And, well, this puts us right up into the next category. Best Shooter. Now, this was, like, a toss-up between two games. Is there anything that anybody here played that would is probably not Gradius V or R-Type Final?
You just named both of the ones I was going to name.
Exactly. This is it. This is where you're going. If you like these kind of games, you know, Contra. That Shattered Soldier one. Contra. Shattered Soldier was awesome. And, you're not in a plane and you're not constantly moving, but, you know, it's still the same idea. You're just running along blowing stuff up, and that's a lot of fun.
Did you play Neo Contra?
I tried, and I couldn't stand it.
That's what I heard. I heard it was really bad.
I don't even know if it'd be worth, like copying and then lighting on fire and pissing on.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's harsh.
Yeah, well, you know, it was the demo, though. So they picked some really strange levels, and it was just not at all what I expected. I think it just kind of threw me off.
Mm.
I need to have a second go at it from the start, not just whatever random demo levels they picked, because it doesn't seem like they could screw it up too bad. I mean, it's Contra, you know.
I don't know. They screwed up. They had the PS1 Contra. Did you ever play those?
No. Uh-huh.
Those were terrible.
Are they?
They made two of them. There was one called, I think it was called C, A Contra Adventure, and then there was another one that was another Contra
Adventure. Contra Adventure?
That's what it's called.
Oh my god, that sounds terrible.
They were awful. It was an awful game.
Oh my god.
So, yeah, they can screw it up.
Yeah, I guess so then. Alright, well, we can
screw up just about anything, pretty bad.
I guess, hell, Nintendo even screwed up Zelda, so yep. I guess anything's possible.
Yeah.
I should remember that. Now this is a fun category here. I like this category a lot. Best game that I bought but didn't play. Now, let's see here. We've got Tribes Vengeance. This was from Mr. Custard. He bought Tribes Vengeance and played the shit out of Tribes 2, But Vengeance didn't play.
This is an awesome game, and I've read that it's not doing very well, and I don't know why.
It didn't, this game came out, and everybody's saying, yeah, but like in 2 weeks we're going to have Doom 3, Metal Gear Solid 3, Metroid Prime Echoes, Half-Life 2, and I think that might have hurt it. Bloodlines.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I don't know if they have if you guys have a category like this, but there was a few really hyped up games this year that came out and everybody forgot about. And Triumph Vengeance is one of them, and you might kill me for saying this, I think Doom 3 is another.
Doom 3 is another.
Doom 3 came out, and it was hot for a week, and then that's it. I haven't heard anything about it since.
Absolutely. It did, and we're going to actually talk about that at some point.
Okay.
So, we'll get into that one. Tribes Vengeance, you know, you're right, I noticed that too, but didn't think much of it because the same thing happened to me. I got too wrapped up in everything else, and Tribes 1 and 2 owned me forever.
Right.
I mean, you know, like, we didn't do the show a couple years ago, and it would have been a lot of fun to see the evolution of like, you know, what I play, because it's really strange, because, you know, I played Tribes 1 for, like, a solid year, and, like, almost nothing but, and then I moved on to Tribes 2.
Oh, totally.
You know, and then somehow found myself playing Frag Ops for, like, 3 years, you know, and somewhere in there was, you know, nothing but role-playing games for, like, 9 months, and then this MMORPG crap started, but then we had the show. And so everybody thinks that's all we play is this crap, and it's like, no, this is the first time, you know, so it's kind of new to me, so it's kind of cool. But,
I actually think that, touching on that Tribes thing for a little second, I think that even goes in a the best game that nobody played category, not just people who
Like a sleeper hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It was awesome. I really enjoyed playing that game.
Well, they fucked us when they released Tribes 2, and I think that stuck in a lot of people's minds to wait.
It did, and then they re-released it, right?
They ended up, you know, patching it and to the point where it worked just fine. And then they released it again. I mean, but it was under that, like, greatest sellers or whatever.
Yeah, the best whatever.
And it was like $10.
Yeah.
So then, you know, you're looking at games and you're going to buy something cool and you're looking at $10 games and, you know, I mean, oh, well, how good can this game be? But, you know, shit, some of those are really good. Sometimes you get Tribes 2, sometimes you get Clans. And if you guys haven't seen that game, it is horrible. It's like, imagine Diablo 1 without, like, the character, like, involvement at all with the screen movement of the original Legend of Zelda game, where it scrolls.
Oh.
Yeah, Hunter bought this one day thinking he couldn't go wrong. I laughed my ass off.
You think he learned his lesson?
No, he would rather have 10 $5 games than a brand new release that was good. He would much rather risk it, you know, because that way he's got 10 games to try, you know.
Well, there you go.
I never understood that.
There's some logic behind that, I mean, you know.
There is, you know, because, like, sometimes you could wind up with Unreal Tournaments, you know, are cheap now. Tactical Ops is cheap now. Clans is cheap. Tribes 2. I mean, sometimes you can get some awesome games, but for the most part you get crap, it looks like.
The best game that I bought but didn't play was Star Ocean 3.
Which I'm kind of disappointed in you for, because I wanted to hear about how great this was.
And I was enjoying it, and then something happened that made me put it down, and I never picked it back up.
EverQuest.
Well, I think it was before EverQuest, though. It was something.
Huh.
It was a different game, or something else happened. But I was having a good time with it when I was playing it.
How far did you wind up getting?
Like 3 hours in.
That's nothing in a game like that, Jim.
Yeah. I mean, you probably got like another 80 hours in front of you or so.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. I'm sure you can come up with something off the top of your head for this one, though, Rabba.
Oof, I bought and never played.
I'm gonna go last because I could be here for like a week.
You know what? I can't think of anything because I haven't really bought any games except recently.
Really?
I mean, I haven't played them because I'm playing something else.
Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. No, because when I quit Final Fantasy, we talked about this before, about how much money you save when you're playing the MMORPG. And I remember when I finally, you know, just threw in the towel on Final Fantasy, and those few months between Final Fantasy and EverQuest 2 were the most expensive months I've seen in a long time. I mean, that first week, I think I bought like 5 games. Just trying to find something, anything that didn't.
You know what it's like?
Suck.
It's like getting out of a really long relationship and go wild.
It was.
That's exactly what it's like.
It is.
We're just in a long relationship and now you have to go wild and like experiment with other games.
Go wild.
Exactly.
That's exactly what happened. I was rolling in freshly wrapped, and they're still freshly wrapped game boxes floating around this fucking place.
Half of them have the cellophane still on them.
That's because there's no reason to open them if I'm not going to play them right away.
I can't get out the store door.
I used to be like that until I realized I'd never wound up playing half of them. So I may as well sell them. And I would open the game, read the manual, or look at the pretty pictures, watch the intro, never touch it. Sell it on eBay, you know, for $10. And I was like, God damn it, you know, if this was sealed, I could have got a decent amount of this, you know. So I've just been able to train myself to not open them. Now, this category was rough, because there's so much crap that I wanted to play that I know is supposed to be awesome, and it must not be too awesome if I didn't actually get around to it, though. Mm-hmm. So that narrows the field a little bit, and I was convinced that the game that I was going to fill this category with was something I didn't touch at all. But I know what it is, and it was something I played for, like, a couple of days, and I was way hooked on it, but just for some reason, just all of a sudden one day, you know, switched it off, and, you know, something else happened, and I never went back, is Thief 3, Deadly Shadows. Now, that game really, really is a whole lot of fun, and, I mean, there's no technical problems with it.
You raved about that one for a long time.
Because it's great! It really is a great game, but I don't know, something happened. You know, something happened. I got caught up in the hype of something, and it was over.
I think it was Doom 3.
I think it was too, because I remember spending a lot of time at my computer and not playing Thief, going, what the hell's going on here? And I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Doom 3 came, knocked me off of Thief, because it was just a, you know, bigger release, you know, something I wanted for many years, and never went back to Thief. I plan on opening a lot of these games, playing them one day. I tell myself that about every other day, and then somehow nothing but EverQuest gets done. Let's see. Now, here's a category, no-brainer for most of us in this room. Best MMORPG. And oddly enough, almost everything is represented.
Almost. Oh, no, everything.
Yeah, City of Heroes.
I've seen this one.
From Mocker. Cushion with Final Fantasy XI. And he's got a little story about that one. This is great. This one's because it was my first MMO experience, and I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. I never joined a party, but I had fun interacting with the community, and the quests weren't half bad. If Final Fantasy XII has Final Fantasy XI's battle system, count me in. And truthfully, I'll probably never play another MMO again. No time, plus he's a console whore. So, extra props go to Final Fantasy XI for keeping me interested through my free subscription.
But how do... a single-player game can't have multiplayer...
No, but if you're, you know, if they have it set up correctly, you know, like you just have your tank do something to try to keep the hate on, you know, they can set it up a single player way.
But it would also be really cool if they had some skills that made you change where your dudes were gonna fight, and then you could do skill chains.
That would be some shit.
That would be.
It would be like Final Fantasy XI without the sucky part. It would be like the crap removed. You know, all the retards playing. It would be like the perfect game. And in fact, Raibo, I think you mentioned this a long time ago, that you said, and I still think you're right, that Final Fantasy XI would be the best role-playing game ever if it was single-player.
If they could somehow convert it to a single-player experience and leave all the deep content in.
Exactly.
Like, all the deep content in, where you can, it's like non-linear, you can do what you want and go where you want, it would be the best RPG ever.
I think so, too.
That they would need like a computer. They wouldn't do that for a console.
You could only be a red witch.
Be a computer game.
No. Well, you could. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Really. What the hell would you do for a class though? You'd have to have a party.
Well, I mean, you can. I mean, you have. You can recruit. Let's say that they have it where you can recruit people. Like you can go to like a guild and recruit like a paladin or a ninja or whatever, and then certain.
A thief.
Like, so, like, certain times you need a paladin, certain times you need a ninja as a tank, you know, etc. There's ways you can do it.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
You could. I just... They'd have to be really smart. The artificial intelligence would have to be through the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
I don't think it's there
I
yet.
Still... I think you're 100% correct, because, I mean, my God, that game is... It's a work of art.
They could also do it like Dot Hack did, where you can get...
I was just gonna say... Okay, that would be great. But you gotta make it not feel like Dot Hack.
Yeah.
It can't be, like, trying to pretend that it's online.
Yeah.
They'd have to take that out of there. And then you would have, Square would have, the best role-playing game ever! No question about it.
Well, and we'll see what happens with Final Fantasy XI-2 when it comes out.
XI-2?
You know it's going to be one, obviously.
They're going to do, I don't know if it'll be XI. What would they
call it? No, I mean, they're going to make another Final Fantasy Online.
It should have been FFO to begin with.
Yeah, I think they should have called it Final Fantasy Online anyway.
Yeah.
But hey, it bumps that number up. I'm sure they tricked a few people into buying it. John K. also writes in with Final Fantasy XI. The interface was beautiful. Being able to play with a controller is the only way I could ever play an MMORPG. Carrying over the job system and its distinctive set of costumes from the previous Final Fantasy games was genius. The game had enough zones, item, and equipment, not as many as other games, but just enough for me. I never thought the selection of items was too shallow. I did.
Me too.
I did agree that the thief was nerf-tastic at high levels. This is, however, the only normal RPG I played, so my view is skewed. I goofed with some friends, with a friend's World of Warcraft and saw another friend play City of Heroes, but I found in them the same flatness that I often have find in computer RPGs. Final Fantasy XI has the best combat system I've ever seen. I never got tired of the level grind. It seemed like I leveled too fast and had to always be upgrading my gear. And, I've got to agree. EverQuest 2 tried to steal the skill chain idea and fell on their face so bad. So bad, it's an embarrassment.
I do like how everyone can and does, is involved, though. Like, if you were the White Mage in Final Fantasy, unless they were doing a light chain, you
didn't do a damn thing, yeah. You unless had nothing you were to do fucking with around in the dunes, you know, with what you and one of your other friends.
what, a light skill chain?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Make it burst.
You guys didn't play, you know, I can't, you guys didn't play long enough, because you can do light
long enough. I have over 230 levels.
Holy, for like 600 points of damage or more.
They're useful, but how often does the White Mage run up and thwack something with a stick?
No, what I'm saying is that in the later stages of the game, you can actually participate in some of the skill chains.
Yeah. Anything other than life?
No.
Okay, then. That's exactly what he said.
That's the limitations of the character. It's not a damage. It's not
that's
the only thing that the HO has going for it over Final Fantasy is the fact that
anybody
has full and real potential.
Yeah,
and
everybody gets to be, like, you know how for a long time in Final Fantasy XI it was all about the thief and the skill chain? From level 33 to like 55, 60,
uh-huh.
The thief does like just the most incredible damage, and it's like you build your skill chain around him ending the chain because it does so much damage, and everybody gets all involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that for everybody in this, though. Everybody can end it as fat as they want and do all the crazy shit they want to it, and it's pretty cool. The problem is the way that it's been implemented doesn't work. And
it's too much chaos.
It is, because you can't ever pull it off.
Right.
You know, because you break the chain and it ends it, and it's over, and because everybody's just wailing on their skills trying to burn the mob down as fast as they can.
See, I like Final Fantasy better, because it's better structured.
It's
nice and good and all to have everybody be able to participate, but then that's when you have chaos.
Exactly. Combat?
So it doesn't really, it's nice in theory, but
It's elegant.
Final
Fantasy XI, it is a fucking work of art watching combat in that game. And that's what kept me interested, I think, for some of the dry periods. The combat itself is so good. So good. I used to fall asleep playing EverQuest. Right? I start playing this crap, and it's like all I can think about is like, you know.
On the flip side, though, you got a bad group in Final Fantasy, and it was bad.
Yeah, but you knew it instantly. You knew it instantly if it was bad in Final Fantasy. Yeah. Because you would just get wiped out because you guys couldn't kill anything at all. At least in EverQuest you could pretend for a while that the group might work, but it ends up not working. You just waste more of your time. But
that's true.
But enough about that. Now, I spoke to Ode earlier today before his cell phone cut me off, and I asked him if he had a best game. And this comes with very little surprise. He says World of Warcraft. And the only sentence he gave me was, he said, World of Warcraft, if you got a weekend after release and they did a great job. That was his major pimpage for World of Warcraft. That was all he had to say about it. And
it gets a lot of great reviews. It's big stuff.
Yep.
Who knows what we're missing?
I don't know. Now, Kobar and I had to agree on this one. And actually, you had a hell of a time actually saying this.
I did.
I had no problem saying EverQuest 2 is the MMORPG of the year. I had no problem saying that at all because it hasn't burned me yet. Final Fantasy burned me hard. You know, here's a big fuck you for all that effort you put in, you know, fuck yourself. But that's not to say it's not a bad game, just to say it left a bad taste in my mouth.
Now, I was leaning towards either Final Fantasy XI or EverQuest, even though I quit playing Final Fantasy and now playing EverQuest. But there are a few things, like the skill chains and like some of the battle things of Final Fantasy, that were done really well and better than EverQuest.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like, the quests are the biggest thing, if you ask me. The quests are fucking awesome in Final Fantasy. Awesome.
The reason I went with EverQuest 2 is not because I decided I didn't want to play Final Fantasy anymore and that I am playing EverQuest, but because I see a lot of potential in EverQuest 2 for some really great things. And I think after an expansion or two, especially, we could see some really great things out of this game.
It's time to rip on you for a minute. Yeah, but you're never going to see that.
I know. But I can
I've never
can
seen
hope.
Anybody slack so hard in one of these games in my life. He's the only person in the world who plays these games like you're supposed to, I think. You know, like just, you know, whenever you would sit down and just play a little bit, not this fucking, like, if you're not playing for 18 hours a day, it's not worth it. You might as well just sleep.
Well, that's part of what happens. If I don't have several hours, I don't even turn it on.
That's the wrong thinking then. See, because you will soon discover that if you do try to squeeze in a couple of hours, that you find you can extend your playing time by putting off more and more stuff, see? It's amazing how little I get accomplished during the week because of EverQuest. I'm rather proud of myself. Knee-deep in fast food wrappers and stuff, you know, and it's just like, I don't care, I don't want to do anything. I haven't checked the mail in 3 weeks. Best adventure game. Mocker gave it to Sid Meier's Pirates.
I have not played this, but I've heard amazing things about it.
Ditto. You selling a lot of those at your shop down there?
No, my store is mainly console. We have console kids in my store, but a few adults that wander in, yeah, they buy that game. I've heard.
Have you ever asked them if they're lost?
Exactly.
No, I haven't researched this a lot. Is this a lot like Civilization, only on the water?
No. Okay, this is a remake of the original Pirates game that came out in the early 90s. And it's basically the same thing. It's like a pirate simulation. Do you remember Freelancer?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Freelancer except with
on
pirates.
Water.
Okay.
More or less.
Yeah, because he was talking about that you could like ally yourself with other countries and or nations or whatever, and like if you would raid the opposing nation's ships, they'd put a bounty on your head, and you could raid ports all over the place and just roll up on ships. It sounds incredible.
Yeah, because basically, I mean, you're a pirate, so you can do what you want. You can ally yourself with the British or the Dutch or the Spanish or whatever, and then whoever you do more for, you know, they you're more esteemed in their eyes, and then the other person wants you dead, and it goes on from there. It's a really good game.
All right, this category to me, no question, goes to Myst 4. This is an incredible game. As far as adventure goes and walking around seeing crazy cool stuff, and I had a real blast playing this game.
Was the video as good as it was the video
yes.
in game as good as it was when we were
yes.
watching videos, really?
Yes.
That's
that was
impressive.
In game stuff.
That's amazing.
I didn't hear it. Which game is it?
Myst 4.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. I think everybody forgot about Myst a little while ago. I was never into that kind of game, you know, like the Seventh Guest and the 11th Hour, any of that crap. I'd get so pissed off, you know, staring at the same screen, listening to the same music over and over and over, you know, and it was just racking my brain trying to figure out something. And then when you figure it out, you feel like an idiot. I can't believe it didn't take me 5 minutes, you know, and then I wasted 6 weeks, you know. I couldn't do it. I didn't like those kind of games too much, but yeah, I hear good things about the Myst series a lot. They're just not for me. And Riven?
They're not for a lot of people.
I owned that. But I
Riven was a crap game.
Was it? Oh.
Oh my god. That game, you'd be going around trying to do a puzzle, and then I would be stuck for weeks, and I'd finally give up and go look at a walkthrough, and I'd be like, who the fuck would think of that?
That sucks.
They're like total jumps in logic that make no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, that's no good. I don't know, did you ever play the Seventh Guest or the 11th Hour?
I owned them both.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, those are probably the ones I like the most, though.
Yeah, those are, I played them most, too.
Yeah, I don't know why, maybe it's because they were creepy or something, but they were kind of cool.
Well, they had a storyline that was cool.
I don't remember any story, I remember being frustrated.
No, there's an actual story to both of the games. It's actually, the first one kind of sets up the second one, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, they set it up like...
That's a hell of a
plot
line,
man.
The first one sets up the second one?
I know, that just sounded totally redundant what I just said. But,
I couldn't let that one slide. That was great.
Just let it go. Move on.
All right, on to the best sports game. This should be a great category here because we're a bunch of sports fans. We should actually call Hooks up for this one. Sure.
Mine's the best. I mean, all these guys, they don't know what they're talking about.
Here we go. This should be just called the Madden Award like it was last year. Let's see. Pro Evolution Soccer 4. This comes from Mocker, actually, and it's actually called Winning 11 over here in North America. Pro Evolution Soccer 4. Now, I know soccer's big everywhere else in the world, but it's not so big over here. So that's why, it's like, I don't even hear about soccer stuff over here, like, at all.
No one picked it, man.
No, I know. Exactly. I was pretty happy about this year. Kobar here.
Mine's last.
Yours is last? I think you had the best pick.
I do, but okay. That's why it's last.
I do. Okay. Cushion and I actually both had to agree on ESPN NFL 2K5. Half of my reasoning, well, no.
It's because it's Sega?
No. Like 20%, 25% of my reasoning was their marketing genius behind this, and the rest is the game. It's a solid game, it really is, but they really, you know, did what they could to drive it in and, you know, stick it to EA and try to knock them off the block a little
bit. Which
is
why this year they're in trouble and they won't even be able to make an NFL game.
Exactly, exactly. EA finally can, you know what, screw you guys.
They actually took a chip out of their market and they decided to, well, not do that.
That's going to be, that's going to be an interesting year for sports fans. But Cushion has a little bit of a story or something here. Let's see. ESPN and Sega had the balls to step up to the Madden machine with a great... See, he needs to write for a magazine or something. God damn. With a great football game and take the risk of selling it at $20. That deserves some kind of award. It could also be argued that this game drove EA to the NFL exclusivity deal. Congrats, ESPN and Sega. Hell, I don't even like football, and I'm thinking of picking this up just to support them. That's exactly why I bought this game. Hell, I don't even... Oh, I already read that one. Oh, and don't worry about the NFL lockout, guys. Focus on the ultimate college street management football game possible. Make the management game like this. If the player enters a certain name for players, they get certain stats. See the old NBA live games when guys like Jordan and Barkley were locked out. If EA calls foul, you just got the best free publicity you could hope for. Wow. That's a great idea, yeah. Holy shit. Okay, and John K. said, didn't play anything new, SSX Tricky on the PS2 and RC Pro-Am, Tecmo Bowl, Double Dribble, and Blades of Steel on my GBA flash card. I'd like to rent a Madden game just to see what they're like.
That was the best one.
That was great. Right. RC Pro-Am's the bomb.
The greatest sports game this
year. You know what, I have a totally opposite view on this whole EA thing. I don't have a problem with it because, quite frankly, I'm sick of having four different NFL titles that are all slightly different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just silly. Remember when 989 Studios was making sports games?
Yes.
A long time ago?
But I wasn't playing, but yeah.
But I mean, they had like at least four different NFL titles, and they're all more or less the same.
Well, of course they are.
It's just, it's stupid.
It is stupid.
It's just stupid.
It is dumb, but the reason I'm upset about this isn't because of the number of NFL games or whatever, you know.
I know, because it's the free market and all that.
Exactly. It's gotcha. Because that they're locking every, you know, the competition out. They're
I
saying,
understand, but
you know, that's what bothers me the most about this.
I know, that's the logical point, but I'm talking about the total selfish of my point that I don't like seeing more NFL titles. I just think it's, I don't know, it's silly.
I feel that my reason for disliking it is also selfish because I want to see EA fall on its ass.
Me too. EA needs to go down. They're bad guys.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, and they're not going to, especially as long as they are the only NFL
in
game.
In fact, I swear to God, the way that we're going, we're going to be down to like 10 publishers here.
Hey, one EA.
And they're all going to be owned by EA.
No, EA will be one of them, you know, but there's only going to be a few, you know. I really feel that. It seems like we're coming down to where it's just like, you know, if you're not making the game that everybody wants to play, you just can't compete anymore. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was bad enough as it was like maybe a couple years ago when it went from, you know, the coolest games were made by, like, a team of five dudes in their garage. That was a blow to me when all of a sudden you get companies like Blizzard where it's like an 80-man team.
Yeah.
And you got BioWare where they put, like, 30 man years into it and, like, 5 years worth of work, you know, or whatever. Mm. And you're just like, oh, that sucked. And now it's even worse, I think. And this really sucks ass.
Yeah.
I am not a happy gamer. Damn it. Wait, Kobar has got the best. He's got No, the best.
It's not my pick.
It's the best.
It's just how it is. Mario Golf for the GBA. No, not the GBA, the GameCube.
The GameCube. That's fun, though.
That game is a lot of fun. And it's the only sports game I played this year, so there you go.
Hey, you're beating me. I don't think I played... Well, no, I did play ESPN. I owned it. I played it, like, twice. And it's actually a lot of fun, but I suck so bad at it that it's hard to play. But, yeah. Now, best strategy game. I play a lot less strategy games than I usually do. I usually play quite a bit of these, or at least one for a really long time, and that did not happen this year. You can blame the MMORPGs. But Mocker and I had to put down Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War. This is actually a really, really good real-time strategy. Was that a laugh or a sneeze?
That
was a sneeze. Especially for not being
I never played that one.
Yeah, and it's not from Blizzard. Not that that's a bad thing. I think Blizzard makes amazing RTSs. The best ones.
That's what I'm saying. It's nice to see.
But you know what I hear? I hear, you just don't like them because they're the name. You know, like, you don't like Madden because they're the one. No, it's not bad. It's just that their game sucks. And, you know, hey, that's that. You know, but as far as, I think Blizzard makes the best real-time strategy games out there. They really do. I still think that Warcraft 3 is better than Warhammer 40K. But it's too old for this list.
Right. No, I was saying, it's impressive that a non-Blizzard game is
they didn't release one this year. I'm sure whatever they're planning, which we know, StarCraft 2, yeah, we're going to see that just blow everything away. And I can't wait. Although I'd rather have a Warcraft 4, but that's just me. No, the rest of the world disagrees, but, you know, you're all wrong anyway.
Especially
Korea, yeah. Fucking crazy motherfuckers in their sci-fi crap. All right, best action game. Now, you might have a lot to say about this. Metal Gear Solid 3, written in by Marker.
Does this really count as an action game?
No.
Well,
I'm not sure where you would put it, but
it's kind of like an action stealth game. It's not.
It's got a whole lot of action going on.
Little action, little stealth, little platform, little first-person shooter. What do you want? I mean, little military simulation. I mean, this could have gone into so many categories. So
I think it's its own category.
Okay, best Metal Gear Solid.
Best Metal Gear Solid
goes to Metal Gear Solid 3.
No, you'd have like a stealth game where you'd have Hitman and you'd have a.
Okay, a stealth category, but
okay, yeah.
hands down, this probably beats them all. This probably beats them all, even Thief.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
It just does. No probably about it.
No problem, okay. This best stealth game ever. Metal Gear Solid 3 out for the PlayStation 2. Is there any plans for this to go to the PC or anything?
They're probably going to make a PC version. I know he was talking about making a... Remember how they made Metal Gear Solid 2 Substance?
Oh, yeah?
You know, he's going to make one of those, where it's like a director's cut, where you have, like, extra...
Did the other two come out on PC?
Two did. Oh, yeah, both of them did.
In fact, he was going to put extra stuff on this one, but he ran out of disk space, according to what... If you want to read, you know, the hype.
That's a load of shit.
I believe everything the man said he's got, right?
Yeah, well...
My God, right.
It's a single-layer disk.
Just give it to me, right?
All right.
Give me this one.
Okay. I'll let you know right now, the fact of the matter is, he had... Double the space left.
I don't care. I don't care.
It was a single layer disc was the problem. So they technically, I'm sure, ran out of space on single layer. But I'm glad they did single layer. Because a lot of dual layer PlayStation 2 games have issues.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And plus, it would have been a hell of a... Yeah. That'd be no good. Dual layer disc can blow off for now. Now, here's one that I'm not... Okay, alright. Best action game. From Cushion.
Ever!
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Yep, that's what I thought. I was listening to roaring
I mean,
crowds.
That doesn't sound incorrect.
We need a clip of crickets.
Yeah, no shit, huh? That'd be awesome. Yeah, we need some kind of soundboard set up here or something so we can do that. You guys would you just wouldn't believe how ghetto the setup is for the show. Like, I mean, you start to think about it, you think, you know, maybe they got all kinds of stuff. No, it's those 50-cent microphones that come with your sound card. You know,
thing of foam rubber banded around them.
Yeah.
Hey, just set up a bunch of like little wave icons on the computer, like, you know, crickets chirping.
I need to, but the problem is I've got the sound turned off, or we get feedback.
Oh, I see.
You know, so
you have to clip them in.
Yeah, and that's a lot of work. There's got to be a better way. Anyway, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Now,
that doesn't sound incorrect. I mean, what else could there be?
Exactly. And I was just going to say, I just make fun of it. I'm not saying that this is the wrong choice. I'm just making fun of it because I don't like it a whole lot. So, but a whole lot of people like it more than anything. So, that was Cushion wrote in for that one, and he says, say what you will about the GTA games. Thank you. I will. You can't deny they are full of action. Yes, I can. I did a lot of walking around town. I'm only about 30% into the game, and I've already started a gang war, robbed a house, won a NASCAR race, and became a successful vigilante firefighting paramedic. And I haven't even scratched the surface. Now, he's right, though. There is a lot to these. I just don't get into them. I do feel they are dry, and the cool stuff, there's so much worthless crap in between, and I don't know. It doesn't do it for me.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a couple days worth of content in it where you play for a couple days, and after it gets bored.
Yeah, see, that's about where I can go. But, you know, Cushions beat the other ones at 100%. You know what I mean? That's like hardcore.
Well, he's into it.
You know, that's exactly. And there's he's not like some kind of freak. It's not like it's a fluke, you know? It's not like he's the only one. There is a lot of people. I mean, way too many people that are way too into these. And I think they're a good idea, and they're on to something, and they really took a leap forward with GTA 3. And then ever since then, it's been, let's milk this cash cow, you know? And I think they could have had something so great, and they just went the route of, we need to keep our company, you know, rolling in fat dough. But, as I understand, the company was in trouble anyway, so they...
It's the only thing that really makes any money for them.
Exactly.
Rockstar is a piece of crap in every other game they make.
Exactly. So I'm pretty sure that they were having making these for a reason. And isn't it Take-Two that publishes them?
I don't know.
I think so.
Doesn't Rockstar publish it himself?
It must be. I'm sure I'm out of my mind.
Yeah.
I must be thinking of, like, some other story. Anyway.
But you're right. I mean, every other game they make is a piece of crap.
Yeah. So, I mean, you kind of got to hand... You know, they got to do this, you know...
Yeah, they got to make money.
Although,
yeah.
I've heard relatively okay things about Red Dead Revolver.
How come... Yeah, too, actually. How come it's okay for these guys to do 27... You know, okay. I'll be fair. How many... What is this?
Five?
Six? Five?
I think it's five.
Three, four was Vice City. Yeah, okay. Five of these, and id Software gets crucified for doing a third Doom.
Okay, let me explain this.
Wait. No, we'll get that. I just wanted to... Hold on. Save your fire, because we're going to have an argument here.
Okay.
And yeah, we're almost there, actually. We're going to have a good one here.
Okay, good.
Okay, what else do we have here? Now, this one's... I don't know if this was an action game or what, but John K. put in Pikmin 2 under action.
I was under the impression
this was like a puzzle game.
More like a strategy game.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is?
It's kind of like Linux.
I have no... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it says, let's see, no GameCube, but I rode my bike to the GameStop to play this game on multiple occasions. What a great game. I borrowed a GameCube from a friend when I lived in Ohio and rented and beat the first Pikmin. The second one was super fun also. Nintendo simply instills magic in some of its games. The super clean feel just shoots through that wacky controller and makes me feel 11 years old while I'm making those little dudes whip up on a ladybug. If you guys ain't played it, so don't say it isn't an action game. Okay.
Fair enough.
I
have wanted to, but I'm not shelling out money for it.
That was great. I didn't even see that. You guys ain't played it, so don't say it isn't an action game. All right. So, it is an action game. Now,
I put, once again, Ninja Gaiden. This was an awesome game.
Full of action.
Button mashing gloriness.
It is. And I had to go with Champions of Norrath, despite the problems it had. It had a lot of issues.
Action game?
Yeah.
Really?
What would you call it?
Yeah, it's not quite a role-playing game.
Okay.
It's like a... Oh, here we go again with this argument.
You walk around...
The hack and slash action RPG fucking whatever it is. It's not an RPG in my book. It's an action game with RPG elements.
Yeah. Okay, good.
That's what I would go with this.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
Now, best racing game. This was a shutout. Like, wasn't last year, wasn't it all about Need for Speed Underground?
That was this year too, right?
No. Need for Speed Underground 2 was this year.
Oh, okay.
The first one.
Yeah, it came out last year.
Right? And didn't we do our last year's best of 2003? Didn't everybody go with Need for Speed Underground? I'm pretty sure. Anyway, this one got shut this year, every single person, Burnout 3. All of us, because it's a great game.
Over Need for Speed Underground 2?
No, Burnout 3.
Really?
Yep, Cushion, Mocker, myself. Ever have a game everyone says is fun and you doubt it, then you play it and you absolutely love it? That's Burnout 3. Hands down, the most fun I've had in a racing game since Road Rash on the Genesis. Cushion wrote that in. Dude, I used to play the shit out of Road Rash, but... I think he's right. I mean, goddamn, I don't like racing games. How many times have I said that? Constantly. Racing games are not fun for me, so I don't play them. I try to play the games like Mario Kart, though, because those are kind of fun to me, you know? But I've never played, like, a straight racing game with cars. It's always, like, carts or something strange, or ATVs or something I try, or hovercrafts are fun, you know?
I prefer the strange stuff, too.
Yeah, cars just never did it for me. But I'll tell you what, Burnout 3 was a pretty amazing game. Now, most addictive, we had Sid Meier's Pirates from Mocker. I said Burnout 3 because I couldn't stop playing it. I was playing it while I was bleeding, okay? I was going to lose a thumb and I couldn't stop playing this game.
And I picked Tales of Symphonia. Anytime you beat a 40-hour game in like 3 days, that's addictive.
Yeah, it is. Now, best fighting game. Cushion had a tie. Dead or Alive Ultimate and Mortal Kombat Deception. To be honest, Street Fighter Anniversary should have won by default this year, but these games deserve props. Dead or Alive Ultimate is absolutely beautiful and noob-friendly, and Mortal Kombat Deception has a pretty deep, although kind of bullshit, adventure mode and other models like chess and puzzle fighter. And both are online. No matter what kind of fighter you want, both have more than enough of what you're looking for. Now, neither one of those games really struck my fancy, and I really thought I was going to say the same thing about the Street Fighter Anniversary Edition, but it doesn't have the online play that I want ever so bad, and it's out for the PS2 only right now. When the Xbox version comes out, which will make it qualify for the 2005 possibility, though, it should have some online capability, and that might do it. I've been trying to play the Guilty Gear games. They're good. They're not Street Fighter to me. They're not quite as good. Really well done, though. Not by any means a bad game. So if I was going to have to say any fighting game was the one to go by this year, it would definitely be Guilty Gear X2. Reload, though. You gotta get the new one on the Xbox. Now, here we go. Clear some fucking ground, because I think bones and body parts are going to be flying all over the place. This is going to be bad. Best first-person shooter.
Oh, here we go.
I need to take a deep breath and another sip of my Pepsi here. Okay. Everybody's favorite category, first-person shooters. Now, this one actually got some different picks that I thought were going to be in there, actually, thanks to Kobar here. this is probably the most deserving of it, though, but Mocker went ahead and gave it to Half-Life 2. Cushion says Half-Life 2, and he says, truthfully, I haven't played any first-person shooter games this year, but based on what I read, I'd have to say Half-Life 2 wins for one reason, the gravity gun. You can pretty much pick up anything, tables, washing machines, whatever, and launch them at bad guys. Sure beats a dual-gun Halo. I went ahead with Doom 3.
I would say just the opposite. I think dual guns
is cooler than throwing shit.
Being able to have something that's slow but powerful and then quick.
Yeah. Oh, man, that'd be like the ultimate.
There you go.
A rocket launcher and a machine gun.
That's a lot better than picking up a buzzsaw and throwing it.
Yeah. I said Doom 3. And
I said UT2K4.
And Unreal Tournament 2004 is incredible. That's like 9.5 out of 10. That's best game ever. I really do enjoy Unreal Tournament 2004 and all the mod ability for it, as good as it runs. I mean, it is a masterpiece. However, I mean, this is a hard category to pick.
I think the mods that are out for it and the modability of it is one of the things that really puts it over the edge to me, because you can own one game and be able to play all kinds of crazy different modes. And not even FPS, they have like strategy mods for it and all kinds of crazy stuff.
And it's not like, I mean, it's been out since a while, you know, but it's not like it's over. A lot of people look at the Make Something Unreal contest as like the end-all be-all of the mod scene for this, and that is not the case.
No.
If you go looking around, there is a lot of other mods out there that were not part of that contest, and they are incredible.
Mm.
You know, I mean, this game is definitely something, and everybody should own this game.
Oh,
I firmly believe that everybody should own Unreal Tournament 2004. If you're any kind of first-person shooter fan at all,
mm-hmm.
Unreal Tournament 2004 is just a no-brainer. You have to buy it. Now, Doom 3, I picked this over Half-Life 2. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now, here's the thing. In software, they set out to create a single-player experience like no other, really. We've got, I mean, you know, it can be argued that, what was that one, System Shock 2?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was a long time ago. Right? That was. It was a while back.
Go ahead. I'm gonna let you talk.
Okay. It was a while back. Alright? It was a long time since we've seen anything like that. And let alone used, you know, some really high-end technology. You know, cause that game is it's pretty old. You know, I mean, I remember that from a while back. And what they set out to do, I've firmly believe they accomplished 100%. The experience that game provided me was unreal. It was, well, it wasn't unreal. It was real. Unreal provides the unreal I need. Doom 3, it was just the most solid first-person experience I've had in a long time, which explains why I haven't played a first-person shooter in a long time. They're just no good. Every single one, and this is where I'm going to throw Half-Life 2 into, is the same. Everybody is convinced they want new. They'll sit there and tell me they want this and that in a game, and then they get something that's different and it's really cool, and it gets, you know, burned at the stake.
Yeah.
Because it's not just like all the others. And then you get something that comes along like Half-Life 2, which is exactly like all the other ones, takes you 2 days to beat, and nobody keeps playing it. What is everybody playing though? Counter-Strike on the Source engine. Okay?
All right.
And we're right back to where we were, you know, 5 years ago. And I don't understand, you know, why the same people that are telling me they wanted new and better and different and ended up, you know, hating Doom because, oh my god, it's not just like all the rest.
No.
Flashlight simulator.
It's the flashlight simulator.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, that's all I have to say about it.
Are you done?
I am finished because that is first-person shooter of the motherfucking millennium.
No. Okay, see, that's the problem. Doom 3 wasn't new and different. Because it's just like we just said, they already did this with System Shock 2. What?
A long time ago.
It doesn't matter. It was a long time ago, so I mean, they're doing the same thing that System Shock 2 did.
It's
not new.
It may play a lot like it, you know, I mean, they try to make you scared, but I mean, every single game is going to take something from another game.
No, it didn't just take something from another game. It tried to simulate the whole atmosphere. I'm not going to say that the atmosphere in Doom 3 isn't good. I'm not saying it's a bad game. I'm just saying it's not innovative. It's basic, and actually it's a step backwards, because not only did they take out, on most first-person shooters, you can pinpoint where you shoot a target?
Yeah.
Like in the head or in the leg or whatever, and that determines how much damage that, you know, the enemy character takes.
Yeah.
Just out of that, of Doom 3.
But that wasn't Doom.
That's the whole thing. If I want a cookie-cutter game, I'll go to Valve. I'll go to Half-Life.
Okay.
I'll play Serious Sam. If I'm expecting innovation, and one of the last companies around I expect innovation from is its software.
Oh yeah, they're all about the technology.
No, not just technology, in gameplay.
Yeah.
Its software, they practically invented the FPS.
They did, but they're not very good at it usually.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? They're awesome at it. They made the first true 3D game, Quake.
Yeah, and it's not that. See, I didn't like it. I didn't like Quake 1 or Quake 2, and Quake 3 really is just, to me, they're kind of mediocre. They're always kind of light on story. They just don't have a whole lot there for me.
Yeah, but the point is that they took it to the next step forward. Yeah, they innovated. They tried something new. Quake 1 might not have been good, but it was something new. It's just that Doom 3 wasn't anything new. It's more of the same. It's a cookie-cutter game that has gorgeous graphics. They spent so much time on that graphics engine, and this is what I predicted that this is not going to be good, because all you heard about the game for years, look how good these graphics are. Look how gorgeous this game is. I didn't hear anything about gameplay. I didn't hear anything about the story. It's just, they showed the same, like, 5 screenshots. Oh my god, it's so good. It's a tech demo. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Yes. But that's what they spent all their time on. And that's not its software. That's Acclaim. That's EA. That's Rockstar. Rockstar does that. I don't expect its software to do that.
But see, I felt they did have an amazing atmosphere there. The gameplay was there for me. You know, I mean, they really put me on Mars. And, you know, I was a guy. I felt like I was trapped on this thing. I mean, I haven't been scared when I was playing a game in years. I mean, it was very refreshing to me.
You never played System Shock 2.
That was a long time ago, but no. I remember seeing Hunter was pretty hooked on that for a long time.
But you never played it.
Yeah.
You gotta play it, and you'll see what I'm saying.
There's no way I can
see what I'm talking about.
It wouldn't quite be the same. You know, if I went back to try to play it now, I don't think it could give me that same level of immersion, you know?
Dude, alright. We're not gonna see eye to eye on this.
I don't think it could.
We're just not gonna see eye to eye on this, but if anybody who's played System Shock 2 knows what I'm talking about the atmosphere. Not only was it atmospheric, there was more to do than just run around and shoot stuff, which is what Doom 3 was.
Yeah, but that's Doom.
But that's not its software. It's Doom, but its software...
That sure feels like them to me.
No.
Yeah, because it seemed like they were always real light on the story, and everything else was just kind of extra. But it was like, here, you can run around and shoot stuff real fast.
Right, but they have new stuff. Like I said, when Quake came out, it was 3D. When Quake 2 came out, it was, they had the first, like, transparent water and all. I mean,
As far as that goes, there are some things in Doom 3 that are new and special.
Yeah, there's some pretty amazing stuff that engine's capable of. It's not multiplayer, but there's some other things there that it's pretty, you know, that it's
amazing. Yeah, that's the other
amazing.
Thing. Completely leaving out the multiplayer? I mean, what is this, 1996?
Yeah, but see, again, I mean, the multiplayer is there. It's just, you know, it's, you know, really light, but, you know, I'm back to I wanted, you know, a good, solid first-person single-player experience, and this delivered. So,
I was going to say, as far as the story goes, now I am all about story. It's why RPGs are by far and away my favorite genre. When it comes to something like an FPS, I don't like it when there's a lot of story. It bogs down the action. If I'm playing an FPS, I'm there to make things bleed. And if I have to sit there and watch some stupid storyline,
that's a good point.
Never all that fleshed out.
There's a game, I don't know if you ever played this one, it was called, No One Lives Forever.
Yeah.
You played that?
Hell yes. That was actually one of the coolest games I've ever played.
That's what I'm talking about. That
Those games are
the story and everything in that game. Did you play a sequel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That they did more in that than id Software did in Doom 3.
You might be right there, but it didn't... Well, it did have a different feel. And they really did get you in the secret spy feeling. You know?
Exactly. And then they had the cool levels. Remember, did you play the first one, and remember that level where you're in the plane that's crashing, and you have to jump out of the plane and grab a parachute as you're, like, free falling to Earth?
No, I played very little of the first one, but a whole lot of the second one.
Okay, then you remember the level with the twister.
The
second one.
Fuck. It's been a while, but no, I don't remember that one.
Okay, but anyway, I mean, there was so much... new stuff as far as...
You know what it reminded me of? Is GoldenEye.
It was like a better version of GoldenEye,
And
they also had like a whole bunch of different cool levels that... different things that you
so
could
many
do that I would expect
to do. Yeah, that was pretty amazing. That was a damn amazing game. In fact, you know, the other day I was at work and I saw somebody buying... the hell, it was like a pack of them or some shit. So anyway, somehow it came up across at work and I was like, man, we need to see a No One Lives Forever 3.
Yeah.
I really would like to see that.
Well, they made Contract Jack, which was a sort of pseudo-sequel that I heard was terrible.
Really? I've never even heard of it.
It was basically, it had a good premise. You were going to play the bad guy.
Oh.
You
were going to
play like GoldenEye Rogue Agent.
Yeah.
Except they were going to actually have the balls where you can actually take on the heroine from No One Lives Forever, like your
cool.
adversary. But it didn't, from what I heard, the execution was really bad.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right.
Anyway.
All right.
You're wrong. And
okay, I'm wrong, apparently.
That's all that's important.
You're both wrong, and it's all about UT2K4.
Yeah.
I know. Cobra's right. UT2K4 is the best game of the year.
I would rather go with that than anything else.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't know. Doom was really solid for me. So, and you know, it's down to $30 now. So, I don't know if it was just a sale for the weekend or whatever, but anyway. Now, we got the best platformer. Mocker gives it to Jack 3, which I'm pretty happy to hear, based on Jack 2 being kind of crappy. Everything I heard, it wasn't...
You skipped it.
I'll go back.
Okay.
Alright, sorry. Can't even read my own notes. It's these little shortened three-letter genres that screwed me up. Jack 3, Mocker gave, and Cushion and I both went with Sly Cooper 2. Cushion says, I almost wish Super Mario Bros. 3 for the Game Boy SP came out this year so it could win because I'm so sick of Sony's mascots with attitude. No offense, but this isn't 1992 anymore. Sly 2 wins because it isn't Grand Theft Jack or Ratchet and Clank gets more guns. Yeah. Standing ovation for that one. He's right. He is completely correct.
That's great.
Sly Cooper is just, I don't know. It's
Grand Theft Jack. All right, now, chances are, since I really loved the first one, if I had played Sly Cooper 2, I probably would have gone with you guys, but I have not, and so I went with Prince of Persia Warrior with it. I have played that game. It's a lot of fun. Good stuff.
good stuff.
Not sure if it even really goes in the platformer, but there's a lot of jumping around and stuff. So.
A lot of jumping and chopping. It's good stuff, though. All right. Best RPG. Now, this category was all screwed up this year for me. Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is weird. This is usually the easy category, you know?
Especially for me.
So, yeah. And then this year was a little weird. John Kay gets, let's see, Final Fantasy 1 and 2 Dawn of Souls. This was the re-release for the Game Boy Advance of Final Fantasy 1 and 2. This year I played only ho-hum RPGs. Sadly, I don't have an Xbox or a GameCube, so I was unable to play Tales of Symphonia or Fable. Star Ocean and Final Fantasy X-2 are extremely disappointing. From my viewpoint, every game this year except for Katamari Damacy was overshadowed by Final Fantasy XI. The best RPG of 2004, in my opinion, was the rehash of Final Fantasy 1 and 2 as Dawn of Souls on the Game Boy Advance. The other best RPG I played in 2004 was Ark the Lad on PS2. Wolf recommended this last year, and I finally picked it up. It's been a blast so far. Now, I kind of had to default to Fable.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I did not play. There were a few RPGs this year that I really wanted to get into and didn't. And so one of them very well might have ended up being my pick. But I had to pick Fable because it was good.
Yeah, it was a good game. It was better than others.
It should have been better.
It should have been way better, though. And I hate to even, like the game was so far from the greatness that was, like, say, Morrowind, but there was nothing that was that epic this year that blew my mind, which is why, if I could, but it's an MMORPG, I would definitely put down Final Fantasy XI. But we have a separate MMO category. And Cushion also went with Fable, and he says he hasn't played it, but if it can make a world full of multiple possibilities and not totally fuck it up, that sounds good to me, or at least better than the jerky The Bard's Tale. And he's right about that. But and then a buddy of mine at work for Knights of the Old Republic 2, he has been hooked on that game for the last 2 weeks.
Is this a black guy?
Yeah, Weasel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has been hooked.
Rick, my girlfriend and I were there, and he said, yeah, it's my second job.
Yeah. It is nuts. I mean, every day he's in there talking about Knights of the Old Republic 2, about how fantastic this game is, and he's doing force tricks on you and stuff. You know what I mean? It's like he is sucked into it. Christmas Day, you know, I sat here and played EverQuest. You know, didn't move from my chair. I go back to work and talk to him, and he's like, my roommate stepped on me. What? He goes, I was playing on the couch, I made my way to the floor, rolled up in a blanket, passed out playing, my roommate came in and stepped on me. I mean, that's awesome. That's the shit when you're laying there and, you know, you're not moving, you got the controller in the little blanket with you, you know, yeah. You're laying on the floor. That
you know,
is
you got
awesome.
A good game then.
Yep, you know, and that's what I miss. I miss games that were that much fun, and the closest crap I've found in a long time is MMORPGs, so I'm just going to have to deal. What about you? Oh, you played Final Fantasy XI all year, huh?
Yeah, I've been playing Final Fantasy XI, but yeah, I mean, I would probably have to go with Fable from everything I'm hearing about.
Yeah, and what I can't understand is why we have relative few people that play Final Fantasy XI to listen to the show. After all that we've said, I think they think we're lying.
Well, there's some people that just don't like Final Fantasy.
I don't like Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And this is why it's such an amazing game. It's just that good. Now, we've got a really cool category here.
Now we're up here.
Yeah, now we're back on this other page where we were. Now this is a really cool category. Worst game of the year. This list could get pretty long. And Kobar and I basically fell back on the most disappointing, something that we wanted to be pretty good but sucked. And Cushion voted for The Chronicles of Riddick. Anyone who follows my reviews knows I've played some piss poor games this year. Yeah, ballas. But Riddick really was the worst. Not just for the subpar game, but for showing me that established, read commercial, gaming websites can be swayed by advertisers. Every site gave this an excellent score, so it must be good, right? Muddy graphics, clunky controls, choppy frame rate, and where is it now? I've seen nobody talk about this game in any forum for several months, and EB had it at $9.99 for Christmas sales. And now you're seeing it happen with other games. Now Halo 2's doing... How's Halo 2 doing now? Exactly. You notice that? There was no Halo 2. No Buddy said that was, you know, first-person shooter. Yes, Riddick was the worst of them all game-wise, but an extra fuck you goes to showing us that even on the free-thinking internet, we can't even trust reviews anymore. Free-thinking is in quotes, by the way. And I had to go with Fight Club. This game is terrible. This is like I used to hate a lot of PlayStation 1 games.
I have to hope that the game is better than that demo was, though.
No. No.
It's not?
No. This is... Have you seen videos of it? It is terrible.
Oh, my
terrible.
God.
You didn't actually think that game was going to be good, though, did you?
I was... You know, some part of me wanted it to be great. And
I mean, it's by default, it's based on a movie that's really kind of a philosophical movie.
Yes.
And they just, you know...
And they made it into a fighting game.
Yeah, I know.
That's true.
It looks like it by default.
Yeah.
I picked Sudeikis. And not so much that it's a terrible game, or the worst game, but that it should have been infinitely better than it was.
It should have blown Fable's doors off.
Yeah. It looked like it was gonna be sweet.
It did. It did. I got really wrapped up and excited about that one, and it just didn't happen. I'm pretty disappointed, especially in Fight Club, because I wanted something fun to sit there and play and listen to Tyler yell at me all day. I wanted that, man. I mean, it's terrible. It reminded me of like a really low budget, crappy PS1 game for some reason. Like the way it played, and it was terrible. I was pretty upset about that. Let's see.
It is a movie game, though.
It is a movie game. You're right, though. So I should have... that right there clears it all up.
Exactly.
I wasn't sure the order I wanted to do these last ones in, though. So let me figure this out real quick. If we go... Let's see. Well, I think I screwed up the categories a little bit. Let's just do this to get this out of the way. Most anticipated, and this was broken into two different categories. We had the most anticipated game that we waited for and came out this year... And then we had the most anticipated that we've been waiting for, and still the hell isn't out. Now, I had to go with Fable for my most anticipated that's out. I wanted this game so bad. I remember talking about it when we first started doing the show.
Over Doom 3?
Over Doom 3.
Really?
Over Doom 3, absolutely.
Huh.
Doom 3, I waited for a long time, but I don't know. I didn't have the hype machine rolling like I did on Fable for some reason. I just kind of kept it quiet, and, you know, I just kind of ignored, you know, like, I didn't download, like, you know, the alphas and the betas and all that shit that were leaked. I didn't do any of that. I, you know, didn't get all into the screenshots that were all crappy by some guy's hidden camera in a fucking booth at E3, you know.
Yeah.
I tried to kind of let it be fresh and not get all too worked up at the hype of Doom 3, but Fable, unfortunately, I could not avoid, no matter what I did, everywhere I turned. This is the second coming of Christ here. You're gonna be able to plug yourself in and just be Jesus Christ, you know. This was the game. And I waited, and I waited, and waited for it.
Now, my most anticipated for this year was Tales of Symphonia. And many of you probably remember I was really excited about this game.
Like a kid in a candy store.
I'd have to go with Metal Gear Solid 3.
I was going to ask, Metal Gear Solid 3.
I've been waiting for that ever since they announced that.
And goddammit, they delivered, too.
Yes, they did.
Thank God. Thank God. Now, what about the ones that are still not out? I'm going to go...
Lovecraft Ghost?
Goddammit! What the fuck?
You stole your thunder.
Sorry.
Oh!
Did I blow the surprise?
God damn it.
I blew the build up, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, shit. I was going to say StarCraft Ghost, and I thought I was on to something there.
That's kind of becoming vaporware now, though.
Yeah, it is.
You know, that's like Duke Nukem Forever. It's in that category where it's just, you know, it's a myth.
Exactly. It never gonna happened. It's not going to happen. Forget about it.
Yeah.
But I'm convinced this
it's still on the site.
The fattest game. I'm convinced it could be incredible. However, hasn't this game switched developers like 5 times?
Yeah.
I'm a little worried now.
Now, are they making it for the Xbox now?
They were making it for all 3.
So, because remember when it came out, it was like GameCube exclusive or whatever? And then
GameCube exclusive?
Was
it? Yeah, I think when they first announced it was supposed to just be for the GameCube.
I don't remember that.
That was back when the GameCube was hot. Like,
a while back now.
Yeah, you know, a billion years ago.
Yeah.
For a week and a half.
I don't remember that. I don't know, I probably didn't hear about it right away, but I'll tell you what, I'm really excited about that. I was, but now we can move on. So.
Yeah.
My game is actually slated for, like, this time next year, if that. But, it's all about The Legend of Zelda. That fat one that's supposed to be coming out.
Let's hope they don't pull a Wind Waker on us, though.
Yeah, let's hope they don't screw that one up.
Well, you know, I'm concerned.
I have no choice but to hold out faith. Because if I don't, then life's not worth living.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, my God. I know, it looks good, and you know what? The other one looked good. The original one, you know, we saw it, like, Space World 2000 or whatever, looked so fat, and then they ended up giving us Wind Waker, which is why I'm a little worried about this. They showed us screens and movies and video, again, of a fat Zelda, and they might give us some kind of cel-shaded stuff. How on earth? I still can't get over that you guessed the ghost was the one that I picked.
Bait and switch, man. Bait and switch. Actually, you know what? I'm excited about one that's coming out in a few weeks. Resident Evil 4.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, Resident Evil 4.
I've been waiting for that forever.
That looks pretty good. Then how in the hell did you manage to slip Ghost in there?
Oh, I don't.
That was pretty amazing. And the listeners, he doesn't have a copy of the notes. He does not have a copy of the notes. Damn it! I actually kind of thought everybody forgot about it. Hell, I should have switched it and said Duke Nukem forever. All right, now here we're at the moment of truth now, and this category is like a little jam packed with it's a little weird because what I wanted to do was like a best PS2 game overall, a best Xbox game overall, whatever, and then like maybe the best game that person or whoever wrote in absolutely played. Of everything, and this
like
is
this
why I need a little structure next year, because last year went actually pretty smooth when I did it this way and just said, just make up your own categories. This year was a little bit harder, I don't know why, but anyway, there was a few that were selected by the person for a best PlayStation 2 game, right? So we've got Metal Gear Solid 3 by Mocker for the PS2, best game for the PS2, and Katamari Damacy for the PS2 for Mr. Custard, best PS2 only game. Okay, and then we've got like the big pile. We have the best game of the year. And Mr. Custard has the obvious pick. Most obvious pick for best game. I'll let you guess.
Grand Theft Auto 3.
No.
And Rift.
Half-Life 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was actually surprised that we did not have San Andreas on this list.
Really?
Yeah. Not on the best game.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And in fact, the only place we saw it was Action Game from Cushion, and I didn't even see that when I first went through these notes. I didn't think it was on that list at all. We also didn't have a best mod category this year. And that's because last year...
Mocker didn't put one in there.
Yeah, I kind of counted on him. Mr. Mods himself. And
that's because he got some money and started buying some games.
Yeah, that's what happened. But I think that... Make Something Unreal needed to finish their shit up this year or something would have made it a little bit easier. But I'll tell you what, you know, last year, I think, the finals or whatever. But there's a lot of good stuff out there, but there's nothing that is mind-blowing. The new Frag Ops is fucking incredible. But it was last year, wasn't it? You know, it's been out for a long time. They keep working on it, though, and it keeps getting better and better, and it's still a hell of a lot of fun. And if you take your... only $30, I would suggest you go get yourself Unreal Tournament 2004 and you go download Frag Ops. I love it. But there is other stuff out there too that's really popular, like Red Orchestra. I mean, those two, it seems like I hear about everywhere I turn. Anyway. Cushion.
Plus the game itself.
Plus the game itself is pretty fat, yeah. Cushion. Game of the year. Metal Gear Solid 3. And this is where all the chicks, the hot chicks and the bathing suits come out holding up like, you know, some kind of snake, you know. The music and all that. Alright, just like Hollywood has its blockbuster movies, the gaming world has its blockbuster games. Some will argue it's more movie than game, but so what? It's called a story. Deal with it. After Metal Gear Solid 2, Hideo Kojima could have screwed the audience with awful new characters and whacked out reason to link it to the previous game. Instead, he repaid players for the downsides of Part 2 and brought this wonderful franchise to a satisfying end. Hollywood wishes it made trilogies as great as the Metal Gear Solid series. And this, wholeheartedly, have to agree with, you know. This is, as you said, Ribo, an event. This is not a game. This is an event.
This game is one of the best games I've ever played.
Oh, my God, he dropped
best
the best
ever?
Game ever.
This really is the best game. And the ending of this game is so beautiful. I mean, it's emotional, it's everything. This is like... the ultimate game. If you like, look at the generation of games, this game is the one that you look at.
Alright.
This game, I mean, you really have to play this game. I can't even describe how awesome the ending is.
That's why it's Game of the Year.
Yeah, that's why it's Game of the Year, exactly.
Exactly. This is the shit, okay? Now, John Kay, remember, you know, hasn't played anything but Final Fantasy this year. Final Fantasy XI. Final Fantasy XI was a life event for me. I'm a casual gamer, but this game changed that for quite some time. How deep was I? Coming home from work at lunchtime to make auction house runs was just the beginning. When Hades offered to help me get my racial armor, it conflicted with plans I had with my girlfriend. Ditched the girl, got the armor. Thanks again, Hades. I canceled my characters when school started, but to do this, I had to cancel my credit card so I'd be unable to restart in a moment of weakness. I often regret this move and think life might have been better if I stayed in Vale 4 and had not gone to school. In my life, I have loved Super Mario, Legend of Zelda, Metroid, Ico, and other games. But Final Fantasy XI convinced me that a game could become my life. It was my life for about 5 months. After canceling the characters, a new girlfriend spawned, and I stuck my face in school books. But I was unable to shake the desire to see Minifin in full AF gear. That is cool. Now, he also had, Katamari Damacy. Obviously a brilliant concept. I'm the millionth nerd to wax poetic about this game. Fun to bust out occasionally and show non-gamers great music. Hell, this is one of the best $20 you can spend. But, these MMORPGs are fucked up. They really are crazy. They get into your head, they take up your life. It's like D&D 24 hours a day. It's perfect. Now, Raibo, I assume yours was Metal Gear Solid 3, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the game.
I flat out did not pick one. And I didn't because I felt that the year was actually a little mediocre. I'm not a big fan of stealth games, so Metal Gear 3 doesn't really do it for me. And it was just a year of mediocre as far as I was concerned.
You know, he's right about that. It really was not really a good year.
We
kind of picked up at the end.
We had a lot of big stuff come out, towards the end of the year.
Though. Yeah. But
it was the Halos and the Half-Lifes, all the
None of
the
that
Dooms.
Appealed to me, though.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah. It just fell flat.
You know, no one mentioned Metroid 2
Echoes.
Right, Echoes.
I know.
I haven't even looked at it.
I hadn't looked at it either. I didn't like the first one, really. So, I know. I was surprised. I mean, it was a lot of big stuff that came out all at once, and I think it might have, like, kind of jammed us, you know?
Yeah.
It just kind of, like, all of a sudden...
That's true. Most of the stuff on this list is, like, from
recent,
months ago.
You know? So, or...
Well...
Metal Gear Solid 3, Sly Cooper, it seems like it's mostly recent stuff. Well,
Sly Cooper's not new.
Sly Cooper 2 is pretty recent. It's not hella months ago. We're not picking games out of January here. Maybe Unreal Tournament. Tales of Symphonia is pretty old. Fables, that's relatively new. I mean,
right,
November,
not,
December
it's
release.
Not, Fable wasn't November.
When did Fable come out? October 24th or some shit?
No.
When did Fable come out?
It came out in August, right?
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Alright, well, you know, end of the year stuff. You know, they usually save the big ones for the end of the year anyway. But it seemed like, I don't know, to me it just seemed like there was too many. Almost like you had to play them all, but you absolutely couldn't. But, and a lot of stuff got overlooked. Look at Bloodlines. What the hell happened to that?
I actually really enjoyed playing that.
I bet it's fantastic.
And it has some problems, but it's a good game.
Tribe's Vengeance. What the hell? Halo. I still want to play Halo too. I just, you know, I don't have the motivation I had, you know, because now that the post November 9th hype is gone, you know. I mean, it's just like, what do you do? That's why my game of the year blew my fucking mind. I sat here for a long time over the course of the week, and I kept coming back to one game. And I'm going to let Raibo blow it for me, because he has some kind of telepathic link with me today. Think about all the shit that I've raved about over the year, and think about the ones that I might have been a little surprised about. Like something I shouldn't have liked.
I don't know. Let's see. You're going to say something weird like,
I'll give you a hint. It made him bleed.
You're going to say something weird like Burnout 3.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. Now, usually for me, it's clear-cut, a role-playing game of some sort. You know, maybe an amazing platformer, something like Mario 64, you know. First-person shooter, maybe. Something like GoldenEye, you know, possibly. And this year, I kept coming back to the only game that I, like, I mean, other than Final Fantasy XI for the beginning part of the year, that I couldn't stop playing. And it took a long time. You know, when you start some of these games, like Fable, it didn't take very long to beat. You know, and it was like, you were in, you were
day
out.
And a half.
You know, yeah, in 11 hours. You know, you were in, you were out. And, you know, it just seemed like nothing kept me right there. Sly was a lot of fun, and it was so great. But there's something about Burnout 3 it's called Burnout 3 Takedown. There's something about that game that is just incredible. And before everybody thinks I'm insane, it was up there for nominees for a lot of places. So I didn't pull this out of thin air either, apparently. I thought I did. But it was actually up there with you know, Halo 2s and the Half-Life 2s and all these games for nominee. And somehow, I made my choice before. I, like, you know, before all the, you know, big, you know, websites had all their shit. I figured Burnout 3 was the one game that I could, you know, honestly say that if you're any kind of gamer at all, and you don't know what the hell to get, you can't go wrong with this. I mean, it's a fucking racing game, and I hate racing games. And it is the best game I have played this year.
What I have played of it, I really enjoy.
It is amazing. We have it set up at work, and I can't help it. I can't help it. I walked by and grabbed the control for a minute until I get yelled at. It's cool. It is that much fun. It's unbelievable. And I'm almost disappointed that we didn't have, you know, I wasn't able to say, this first-person shooter blew my mind this year, you know, or you know, and I played it every waking minute, or this role-playing game like I usually have. My whole life, it's been, you know, role-playing games, first-person shooters, and strategy games. And I got a racing game as the best thing I've played all year. That's how I know it was a strange year. Okay. But I guess that's it for us. This is going to air on the 1st, so, like, happy 2005.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.